rules will spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. That used to be up to the airlines. Now the government says it'll be for delays of 3 hours on domestic flights, 6 hours for international flights. The Dow is down 54 points, the NASDAQ losing 7. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The chairman of the Alabama Republican Party is calling a recent television campaign ad both shameless and disgusting. Chairman John Wall reacted to an ad that was put out by California Governor Gavin Newsom, which paints Alabama as a tyrannical state where police chase down young women in order to enforce the abortion ban. Wall says that Governor Newsom disrespected the people of Alabama, mischaracterized the values of this state, and degraded the honorable members of our law enforcement community. Wall says that abortion is a tragedy and that the Republican Party here in Alabama wants to protect life while also helping those in need so that they have other options. The ad that was put out by Newsom and National Democrats will be airing on national networks until May 4th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Police in Tuscaloosa have arrested a 12-year-old in connection with dozens of vehicle thefts. The juvenile is accused of stealing at least 8 vehicles between March 30th and April 21st. Police say that the 12-year-old would break the windows of the vehicle and then tamper with the steering column in order to take the car. The juvenile is also facing other theft-related charges that involve stolen credit cards. Overall, the suspect is facing 18 felonies. The lineup for the new music festival in Huntsville has been released. The South Star Music Festival will feature Blink 182, Gwen Stefani, Jane's Addiction, and Ludacris, just to name a few. The festival is slated for September 28th and 29th in John Hunt Park. 2024 will be the festival's inaugural year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the gold you know the old thing.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour of News and Views here on a Wednesday. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, again, that's 334-272-9228. Now, as promised, I'm going to, this is J.D. Vance of Ohio. I think the argument he lays out here speaks for so many people. I think Coach Tuberville does, too. Heck, I think Senator Britt does, too. There's a real divide within the Republican Party. And there are folks, especially like J.D. Vance, who are, well, trying to learn the lessons of recent modern history. History we all live through, and yet the same mistakes seem to be made. So I'm going to shut up. Here's Senator Vance discussing this latest supplemental that was just passed.
Colleagues who voted in the other direction on this particular piece of legislation, let me offer some serious concerns about the direction we're headed as a country and about what this vote represents in terms of American readiness, American capacity to defend itself and its allies in the future, and most importantly, the American leadership's ability to acknowledge where we really are as a country, our strengths, our weaknesses, what can be built upon, and what must be rebuilt entirely. I am extraordinarily aware of a couple of historical analogies that should inform this debate. One that seems to always inform the debate, and another that seems to never come up. Now, opponents of further aid in Ukraine, and I count myself among them, say that this is a Chamberlain versus Churchill kind of moment. And you just heard my distinguished colleague from Delaware make this observation. With no disrespect to my friend from Delaware, we need to come up with some different analogies in this chamber. We need to be able to understand history as not just World War II replaying itself over and over and over again. Vladimir Putin is not Adolf Hitler. Doesn't mean he's a good guy, but he has significantly less capability than the German leader did in the late 1930s. America is not America of the late 1930s or the early 1940s. We are substantially, we possess substantially less manufacturing might in relative terms than we did almost 100 years ago.
Correct.
And most importantly, there are many ways in which the analogy falls apart, even if you ignore America's capacity, Russia's capacity, and the like. There are ways in which we should be looking at other historical analogies, and I'd like to point just a couple of those right now. The Second World War, of course, was the most devastating war, arguably, in the history of the world. Close behind it is the First World War. And what is the lesson of the First World War? It's not that there are always people appeasing the bad guys or fighting against the bad guys. The lesson of World War I is that if you're not careful, you can blunder yourself into a broader regional conflict that kills tens of millions of people, many of them innocent. In 1914, alliances, politics, and the failure of statesmanship dragged two rival blocks of militaries into a catastrophic conflict. In the past week alone, the Council on Foreign Relations has published an essay calling for European troops to sustain Ukraine's lines as Ukraine struggles to raise troops. Some European leaders have said they might send troops to support Ukraine in a conflict. Perhaps the history lesson we should be teaching ourselves isn't Chamberlain versus Churchill. Perhaps we should be asking ourselves how an entire continent, how an entire world's set of leaders allowed itself to blunder into world conflict. Is there possibly a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Ukraine? Yes, I believe that there is. Indeed, as multiple people, both critics of Vladimir Putin and supporters of Ukraine, have pointed out, there was, in fact, a peace deal on the table approximately 18 months ago. And what happened to it? The Biden administration pushed Zelensky to set aside the peace agreement and to engage in a disastrous counteroffensive, a counteroffensive that killed thousands, tens of thousands of Ukrainians, that depleted an entire decade's worth of military stocks and has left us in the place that we are now, where every single objective observer of the Ukraine war acknowledges today that the war is going worse for Ukraine than it was 18 months ago. Yeah. Could we have avoided it? Yes, we could, Mr. President, and we should have avoided it. We would have saved a lot of lives, we would have saved a lot of American weapons, and we would have had this country in a much, much more stable and much better place if we had. Now, there's another historical analogy that I think that's worth pointing out, and that is the historical analogy of the early 2000s. Now, in 2003, I was a high school senior, and I had a political position back then. I believed the propaganda of the George W. Bush administration that we needed to invade Iraq, that it was a war for freedom and democracy, that those who were appeasing Saddam Hussein were inviting a broader regional conflict. Does that sound familiar to anything that we're hearing today? It's the same exact talking points 20 years later with different names. But have we learned anything over the last 20 years? No, I don't think that we have. We have learned that if we beat our chest instead of engage in diplomacy, that it will somehow produce good outcomes. That is not true. We learned that if we talk incessantly about World War II, we can bully people and cause them to ignore their basic moral impulses and lead the country straight into catastrophic conflict. Now, it's one of the great ironies of my time in the United States Senate for the last 18 months. I've been accused by multiple people of being a stooge of Vladimir Putin. Well, I take issue to that because in 2003, yes, I made the mistake of supporting the Iraq War. I also, a couple months later, enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, one of two kids from my small block on McKinley Street in Middletown, Ohio, to enlist in the Marines just that year. I served my country honorably. And I saw when I went to Iraq that I had been lied to, that the promises of the foreign policy establishment of this country were a complete joke. Just a few days ago, we saw our friends in the House waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the United States House, which I'd love to see them waving the American flags with such gusto. And I won't complain about the fact that it was a violation of the rules of decorum, though it certainly was, but it reminded me. It reminded me, and I believe, 2005, maybe it was 2006, when that same exact chamber, the members were raising their fingers, stained with purple ink, to commemorate the incredible Iraqi elections that had happened in 2005. I was in Iraq for both the constitutional referendum of October of 2005 and the parliamentary elections of December 2005. And I remember the people in Iraq happily voting, raising their fingers in the air. What I'm saying is not that the people of Iraq were bad or that they were bad for voting in their elections. What I'm saying is the obsessive focus on moralism. Democracy is good. Saddam Hussein is bad. America good. Tyranny bad. That is no way to run a foreign policy, because then you end up with people waving their fingers on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, even though they have walked their country into a disaster. And I say this as a proud Republican. I say this as somebody who supports Republican colleagues who agree with me and disagree with me on this issue. It is perhaps the most shameful period in the Republican Party's history of the last 40 years that we supported George W. Bush in the prosecution of that military conflict. Now, my excuse is that I was a high school senior. What is the excuse of many people who were in this chamber or in the House of Representatives at the time and are now singing the exact same song when it comes to Ukraine? Have we learned nothing? Have we updated nothing about our mental thinking, about the standard that we apply for when we should get involved in military conflicts? Have we learned nothing about how precarious and precious U.S. life is and other life around the world, and that we should be a little bit more careful about protecting it? Back then, in 2003, we actually had an anti-war left in this country. Now nobody really is anti-war. Nobody's worried about prosecuting military conflicts overseas. Nobody seems to worry about unintended consequences. But Iraq had a lot of unintended consequences. A lot of consequences that were maybe foreseen by a few smart people, a lot of them that weren't foreseen by anybody. One of which is that we gave Iran a regional ally instead of a regional competitor. Did George W. Bush stand before the American people and say, we're going to invade this country and give one of our strongest enemies in the region a massive regional ally? Did we think that 20 years later, Iraq would become a base to attack American troops in the Middle East? Did we think it would empower one of the most dangerous regimes in that area of the world? We're now funding Israel, as I think that we should, to defend itself against attacks that are originating in Iran, when the same people who are calling for more war all over the world were the same people who caused us to start a war that empowered Iran. There's a certain irony in this, a certain sadness that I have that we never seem to learn the lessons of the past. We never seem to ask ourselves why it is that we keep on screwing up American foreign policy, why it is that we keep on making our country weaker.
Again, folks, that is J.D. Vance, the brand new senator from the great state of Ohio. And no, we haven't learned our lesson. And here's a lesson about Washington, D.C. It's not that you make a good impact on the country or the world. It's that you just make an impact. Could the impact have all sorts of unintended consequences, very costly consequences for people in the region and people back here at home? Yeah, sure, but at least you know you tried. The dirty little secret is that people who proposed awful wars were actually held accountable, then who would want to sign up to be the next person in charge of the next war that we might go to? So if you screw up at the highest level, everybody else at the highest level still will have your back. Again, it's not if you make a good impact or a bad one. It's just, did you make an impact? And, you know, don't worry about it. You might have screwed up on, you know, say, Eastern European policy, but we've got a new desk for you to look over at the State Department or somewhere else. It's these careerists, it's these folks who are unelected, who never go away, and it is, especially in that august body, if that's the term, the United States Senate, deliberation seems to always point to more money being spent, more war being fought around the world with American means and methods and money. What a shame. But we'll see. We'll see where all of this goes in the coming months. I still think, in particular with Ukraine, well, we're just funding and prolonging a war that's going to get more people killed without any clear sign of victory, as Coach Tuberville was saying. Any actual definition of what victory looks like. It's one thing to do that against, say, Saddam Hussein or the Taliban. It's another thing to muddle through a massive war with a nuclear power that doesn't seem to be wanting to give up themselves anytime soon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 272-9228. Before I hit this break, this part of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon are ready to help you, whether you're looking to buy or sell here in the Montgomery market. Or if maybe you're looking to refinance. And that's a great way to unload, say, credit card debt. If you're barely making minimal payments or you're just getting stuck with these exorbitant interest rates that are on credit cards, I think the average is something like 29% APR, which is just nuts if you're behind. If you need to get that debt off your back and you have equity built up in your home, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you with just that. And, of course, if you are buying, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, they can walk you through the buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. Again, every step of the way in between. So things like appraisals, inspections, they got your back. And you know that pre-approval they give you there at Alabama Home Mortgage, it's worth more than, say, others' pre-approval. They really are, well, top-notch here in the River Region real estate market. So give Kim and her team a call today. That's 567-4223, 567-4223. Or you can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586368, equal housing lender.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Argued backers of Ukraine in the Senate here, but what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included.
Yeah, what'd you get done on it, Mitch?
You remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which requires you to deal with Democrats. And then a number of our members thought it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed.
Well, okay, I got to stop it there. Again, that's Mitch McConnell, folks, being asked about why this opposition within your party. Oh, it all began with Tucker Carlson. And you notice he said had the audience. No, Tucker still has a massive audience. And there are a lot of people on the right now, Mitch, that don't tune into Fox News. Sorry that there are now alternative sources of information from the usual corporate crap that is prepackaged and pumped into American homes. And I know people your age, Mitch, still lap it up, but there are a lot of Americans, including now sitting members of the Senate, who are seeing through your games. And excuse me, my anger is coming from this, well, we tried to make law and I do declare. You knew this was the plan all along, Mitch. You knew all along, let's give them a crap immigration border thing because we've got to work with Democrats as the excuse. Then I can blame my own party when they voted down, and then we'll just vote through what we wanted to vote through in the first place. And that's where we're on, where we are. The establishment still wins. Heads they win, tails you lose. And how dare somebody like Tucker Carlson actually give an alternative point of view? You know, especially in foreign policy, it would be nice if we stopped with a corporate media monopoly on the conversation. And yes, you can go read books in history. I'm working through one right now where, oh, you're voting against the war in, you know, in Germany for World War I. You're a stooge of the Kaiser. It's the same damn playbook over and over again. And yet they still have power because the people allow it. That said, I'm going to shut up for a moment, and we have a great caller here. We have James on the line. Hey, James, you awake now?
Louie, you are exactly correct. It is the same playbook over and over again. You ever have a conversation with somebody over 60, and they're so anxious to say something, and they interrupt you? You know why that is, Joey? It's because if they don't hurry up and say what it is that's on their mind, they forget what it was that was on their mind. And that happens like four or five times. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So, what you have to do, people over 60, I'm just trying to give y'all all a heads up. You have to just keep reverberating in your head. It's like if you meet the pretty girl at the mall, okay, and I'm reflecting back like 40 years ago, Joey, mm-hmm. okay? You know, and you see her and you manage to get that contact information. And back in those days, it was a number. So, she says, well, you know, you had no cell phone to type it into because I still don't have one. And you just reverberate. You just keep saying that phone number over and over and over in your head until you get out to the car, find a pen or a crayon, excuse me for borrowing, and you write it down. Are you following me so far, Joey?
Barely. I'm having my attention span as a millennial.
So what you're telling me, having not interrupted, you forgot what you wanted to say.
No, not at all. It's more, I find it frustrating that, yeah, J.D. Vance made this point, that we use the same analogy of Chamberlain and the Munich moment, and we've used it over and over again, but I'm sorry, not every war the United States government wants to get involved in is the same thing as fighting back the Nazis.
You're exactly right. Now, have you read The Creature from Jekyll Island?
I admit I have not sat down and read that whole book, but I know what you're talking about.
This particular book mentions this effort that you're talking about, the perpetual war, what is that, Keynesian economics,
mm-hmm.
The so-called industrial military complex. That, in other words, this is how we keep our world economy going and also the population down by perpetuating endless wars. And who wins on both continents or all around the globe when we have this perpetual war? Those people who loan the money, those people who print the money, and sometimes those same people that are loaning the money that they have printed are the ones that are profiting on, again, both sides of the planet, both sides of this flat earth, Joey, okay?
Fair enough.
As they are buying and selling. In other words, they're trading the goods on both sides. In other words, they have the goods manufactured, they have their hand in the manufacturing of them, they have their hand in the selling of them, and they have their hand in the buying of them. So they are profiting every way they can profit. And is also, they are often on each side of the conflict.
Yep.
And that's why we continue to have these wars. And of course, there are those who believe that one of the gentlemen who shall remain nameless was financed in his run for his position by no one less than bankers. So go figure.
Oh yeah, I mean you don't get to the dance for free, and that's why it takes somebody like a Trump or even a Vivek Ramaswamy. You have to be independently wealthy in order to stand up to the donor class. And that donor class has been the bombs away club for a long, long time.
Yes.
Right.
It's dangerous for me and you, right, Joy?
Well, it's costly to us in an insidious way. Like, it creates bad blood all over the globe, number one, but it also does cost us this inflation that we're seeing in particular.
The so-called hidden tax. Again, yeah. The Creature from Jekyll Island.
And then amen. And I'm very much a Ron Paul guy on the Fed. Let's audit it and then let's end it, damn it. But you're also seeing, let's not forget the cost of American lives. And I'm not just talking about lives lost overseas, you know, people who are maimed, who lose limbs, but also folks who are still dealing with that mentally.
Exactly. And there's some more profit, depending on what you're looking at. Charities, limbs, how we treat head injuries, and really those people that are profiting don't really care because what is name the group with a high suicide rate.
Well, and the book I'm working through, I don't know if you know it, is called Human Smoke by Nicholson Baker, and it essentially documents the lead up, starting in World War One. It documents the lead up of the decades of the 20s and 30s to World War II. And about a third of the way through it, it's written in like tweet length excerpts. So it's like little newspaper clippings or this anecdote from this person's diary. I'll give an example. It's like Eleanor Roosevelt said to a friend, "I'd rather be hung than go to this guy's party, dot, 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 too many Jews." And there are all sorts of missives, cables of Churchill talking about, oh, dropping mustard gas on, you know, the natives in Sudan or in India. Mustard gas won't hurt them that much. You'll just, you know, get the message. And so the story this guy's telling, because he does get to the Nazis, too, in their eyes, is everybody was kind of a mess. But the Nazis were just that worse. In particular with the Japan, we were selling planes, weapons to China. We were doing everything we could, and by we, I mean the U.S. government run by Roosevelt, to piss them off and trying to box them in. And so it's just eye-opening history, and it makes you go, my biggest takeaway is even the good war, World War II, it's not a frickin' Marvel movie, folks. This is always complicated, and what happens is innocent folks without power end up in the meat grinder.
So what you're telling me is good people who think they're fighting for their country go to North Africa, Saipan, et cetera, and fight and bleed and often die.
Yeah. And you'll never have me second-guessing the warrior ethos or a man willing to lay down his life for the people he loves. I just hate those who are on the top who manipulate those good instincts.
Exactly. We're on the same page here. Joey, believe it or not, there was actually something else I wanted to say, but somehow it evaded me.
Well, at least TikTok's been almost banned, so...
Just think what I could do with 170 words and 48 photographs, Joey. We got to talk about this later.
All right, well...
You have a nice day, brother, and any news on the other front?
The other front?
Yes, the other front. You know, where Eddie and I are trying to get you married off so you can procreate and raise a family and see three or four generations of those?
Not much. I was invited to go to a sauna workout this morning, so that seemed promising.
A sauna workout?
Yeah, it got rid of my headache.
Okay, is that from, like, the hot water?
No, it's like a place called Hot Works.
Okay. Joey, I believe this conversation has gone sideways, and yes, that is my fault. And you have a nice week, young man.
You too.
Ta-ta.
Always appreciate James. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, who's this?
Long time no call, but I've listened these times. That is AJ, brother.
Hey, AJ, great to hear from you, man.
I was going to say something, but I'm 65 and I forgot what I was going to say. you know I'm being funny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I dare my man to match with my 82-year-old daddy, that freaking Marine. Okay? Joey, I heard you on the way, and I'm like, Joey just said that you just showed how you felt after you played that McConnell piece that made, how do you throw up something when you ain't ate lunch yet, Joey? Brother, you said, and like my man was alluding to with the wars and stuff, they have no dog in the fight, Joey. Not a blanket one of them. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we started calling it the swamp years ago, and I called in and your show and a couple of shows and said, it ain't a swamp anymore, man. All right? See, you can eat stuff from a swamp, Joey. You can eat frog legs, catfish. You can eat stuff from a swamp. You know what you can't eat from? You can't eat from a cesspool, man. And that's what that entire White House is for the last 8 years. It's a cesspool. You can't eat nothing from a cesspool, brother. Nothing. Because you know it's in a cesspool. That entire White House, man, is a freaking joke. All right? It's a joke. And I feel, Joey, whether the person Democrat or Republican, independent, I feel for this nation, man, with that trash up there that's supposed to call themselves leaders. Some blankety blanks, Joey, they can't their leadership, and they damn sure can't spell the word work. Because those blankety blanks up there ain't had a freaking real job, brother, 20, 30, 40, 50 damn years, man. And the American people got to pay them turds up there, huh, to do the right thing. Now, you gave Ukraine, what was it, 60-something billion? You gave Israel 20-something billion? You gave what the hell are you giving Taiwan $8 billion for? Because Nancy Pelosi got stock over there? And a lot of them congressmen and senators got stock over there? What the hell are you giving them $8 billion for, man? When you got Americans in this country, Dan, black, white, Democrat, Republican, struggling like hell, Joey.
Yep.
And you sending $90-something billion over there. What you going to do, all right, in 6 months when the $60 billion ain't enough, White House? You pieces of crap up there. Huh? That ain't got a dog in nobody's war. What you going to do then? And you can't even account for $40 billion of the first $100 billion you gave them.
Yep.
All right? I got a full-blooded Ukraine family that I know here, Joe. I've been knowing for 6 years. And they said some of that money is going to the freaking high-paid general and that clown they call the president. They live there. They still got family there. McConnell, man, and that damn, let me tell you something, that White House, man, they have got to be some of the smartest yet stupidest people on this earth. And I say they're smart because they keep getting us, the people, to vote for them pieces of freaking trash.
Yep.
You understand? I got a dog in the fight. I got family still active duty. I retired. My daddy retired. My son retired. My daughter-in-law about to retire. But none of them blankety blanks up their joy get a dog in the fight. That's why they don't care about no damn war. And that's why they can throw that money over there. I want to see what they're going to do when Russia keeps coming, when that $60 billion run out. Man, Joey, you express it. They make me sick to my freaking stomach, that entire White House.
Oh, hear, hear. Hear, hear, AJ.
Is his own worst enemy.
Well, I appreciate Trump the call, man. I gotta run.
Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. And let's go to line one real quick. Hey, you're on the air. Who's this?
Gentlemen.
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Who are you?
It's me, Joey. I heard you say that you went on a workout with a woman and that got rid of your headache. You know you're not supposed to have a headache when you go on a workout with a woman, right? That's usually what they say, is they have a headache. You're not allowed
to. You ever heard of powering through, big boy?
Oh, honey, I thought you'd never ask. All right, Joey. Talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, Eric. 272-9228. I mean, they ask. They want to ask about my personal life. I don't know if y'all are ready for that. I'm a fancy idiot. That's what I am. And a little neurotic as well. But, you know, I'm growing, I suppose. Maturity and all. Hopefully that'll help in the long run. Hey, how about this? Let's hit a break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together, and that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final segment here of the program. Let's go right to the phones of Dr. Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
We're doing great. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. There's somebody you know here. He's been my silent in-studio guest. He's great keeping me company. You know your neighbor, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Bart, my invisible friend. But. Yeah, Mark, how's your mama doing?
She's doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, listen, if y'all need a floor, call us 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a floor down. You really ought to let Mark just host
his coach
1 hour.
Yeah. I don't think his mom would be happy with me.
Well, we ain't worried about his mama. We ain't worried about Mark.
Again, folks, they do sell floor in their carpet, hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl, plank. That stuff's great. Ceramic tile even. 285-8117. When you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on the radio.
Hey, Mark. Yeah. You need to go to church on Sunday. We'll talk on Sunday.
Okay, he's shaking his head for a moment. We'll keep working at him, Ray.
All right, brother. Bye, y'all.
272-9228. See, you know, you've been so good. Ray's trying to get you in trouble here for a second. Man, have we learned anything today? Yeah, we've learned a lot today. Well, more reconfirming what we already knew.
when it comes to the Uniparty there in Washington. And you know, another thing that's being kicked around the news is the left, especially, or more your corporate news, is very much talking this up. And here's the headline from Axios. Trump can't shake lingering primary protest votes in Pennsylvania. A sizable share of Republican primary voters in Pennsylvania cast a ballot for former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on Tuesday. Despite former President Trump clinching his party's nomination over a month ago, why it matters. Pennsylvania could ultimately decide the election in November, and it's a state that President Biden won by 80,500 votes in 2020. Haley received at least 147,000 votes in Pennsylvania's GOP primary on Tuesday, with over 90% of the vote counted. Trump won by 68,000 votes to beat Hillary Clinton in 2016. So he only won 84% of the vote. Oh, no! You know, Haley suspended her campaign, but there are folks making a lot of hay out of this that, well, they're just not going to show up on Election Day for Trump. Well, maybe not, but Trump's the guy we got. And despite all the courtroom shenanigans, all the lawfare being thrown his way, he continues to be, I think, pretty strong. In fact, you're seeing a new Bloomberg poll out today. New Bloomberg poll. Trump leads Biden in 6 of 7 swing states, trailing only in Michigan. He's opened up a big lead in Nevada, Arizona, and North Carolina. Now, it's still early, and always keep in mind, folks, the polls condition the polls. So we'll see what actually happens on Election Day, and we got a lot of time left. The whole game could change. Think about the 08 election. It was all about Iraq. And then it became about the economy when the bottom fell out. So who knows what will happen from here to Election Day. You know, just some follow through. It's nice to see a politician actually follow through. And this is what I wish we could bring to the United States of America. Of course, I'm talking about Javier Milei, the brand new anarcho-capitalist president of Argentina. Well, Milei has announced that for the first time in 16 years, Argentina's government has a budget surplus. In the first quarter of 2024, the South American country recorded a budget surplus of about 275 billion pesos, some 309 million at the official rate, $309 million. Milei told national TV late Monday. This amounted to a surplus of 0.2% of GDP. Quoting Milei, this is the first quarter with a financial surplus since 2008. Milei, who took office in December, boasted of a feat of historic significance on a global scale. When he came to office, Milei immediately cut the number of government-run ministries and departments in half. That's why I liked Vivek. It wasn't a protest of Trump. I think Trump needs to go further. We just need to get out of the traditional GOP politics. It's just, there's a reason Democrats keep winning. Y'all running the party for a decade. You deserve to lose, honestly. And I think you kind of like it, you quisling. Anyway, when Milei came to office, he immediately cut government-run ministries and departments in half because at least half of Argentina's government was pointless. I think a lot of the United States government is. Did the country fall apart? Were there riots in the streets? If the state does not spend more than it collects and does not issue money, there is no inflation. This is not magic, the self-described anarcho-capitalist Javier Milei explained. It's not magic. And it's great seeing, again, somebody who won an unlikely election actually follow through. If you want to understand my politics, and we don't usually have it on offer here in the United States of America, it would be very much that of Javier Milei. The man is spreading the message of liberty like no other, and he's actually affecting change, which I love seeing. Now, there was a strange story that was, I think, just an honest mistake. There was a zoo in Japan, that they thought they had a hippo that was a male. Turns out the hippo here, and let's pull up a look at this. Turns out this hippo right here, that cute little thing that would kill you, man, they're powerful animals, Well, it turns out that hippo is a very big female. My God, look at the size of that animal right there. I wouldn't want to misgender something that size. I'd be very polite to something that size. But yeah, apparently the Japanese zoo had made a mistake there. What did they say here? They say, well, they're speaking in Japanese. Why don't I even turn the sound on? We want her to spend her time here at the zoo comfortably and unchanged. So even though she is now a female instead of a male, we would like you to come and meet the female, Jen Chan. Oh, how beautiful she is. Hey, fellas, send this story to your girlfriend, to your wife. I'm sure she'll get a kick out of it. She won't accuse you of accusing her of anything, I'm sure. We also have another animal story that military horses, they still exist in certain parts of the world. Four injured by blood-covered runaway horses in London. Runaway military horses charged through central London, injuring four people during rush hour on Wednesday morning. Five horses from the Household Cavalry bolted after throwing off their riders during their morning exercise in Belgravia when they were spooked by nearby builders moving rubble. The horses careened through the streets, smashing into a double-decker tour bus and a Mercedes-Benz. Witnesses on Buckingham Palace Road recounted seeing a serviceman thrown from his horse and one of the loose animals crashing into a taxi waiting outside the Claremont Hotel and shattering its windows. Wow. They have a whole timeline, like the key moments of how the horses broke free. But literally one of these horses is covered in blood. That is not good. It's a white one. Behold the pale horse. Wow. That caught my attention today. Be careful. You know, last time I was near a horse that big, I think it was on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Do not mess with those things. You can see how intimidating a cavalry charge might have been in more ancient warfare. And again, Biden's considering amnesty for over a million illegals, those married to U.S. citizens, and giving them a pathway to citizenship. So that's just fine and dandy, right in time for Election Day. We'll see where all this goes, where the Alabama House and Senate, can they actually bridge the divide that seemed to have appeared before them? Can the Republican Party at the national level bridge the divide between them? Well, I guess Israel and these protests against Israel seem to be bringing the GOP all together again. But on the questions of Ukraine and so many other big issues staring the United States of America in the face, not only are we divided between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans and Republicans are divided against themselves. And honestly, I think division at a certain point becomes a very healthy thing, as opposed to somebody having a monopoly on the megaphone and pretending like this was the consensus all along. No, actual consensus comes from actually hashing out actual divisions. Actually. And enough of all the fake astroturfing through the corporate media of what Americans believe. How about we actually listen to Americans and then make a decision instead of having some multi-billion dollar fiasco shoved down our throats in the name of freedom and democracy? I don't think I'm the only one tired of that. And isn't it adorable? Mitch McConnell blaming it all on Tucker Carlson. Well, I only think Tucker's going to grow here, Mitch. It's a new day and age in the media. I guess this is why you've chosen to retire. But he's serving out his term. Why don't you just get out now? Go! Leave! We don't want you anymore! Y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Vidal. He's next.